one who is effeminate. Or one who is effeminate, timid, or weak. I think it again. Woman is another human feeling, the third part of the human race, or one who is effeminate, common, timid, or weak. Everybody would have understood from this definition that woman is nothing but weak by nature. Am I speaking? Woman is nothing but weak by nature. Naturally, the other creator created them on a weak status, so to say. How now do you want to make a weak to be strong? In quote and unquote. Or why do a strong want to imitate the weak? Because one of those things that are common in our environment today is that you see men walking, dressing, even talking, even some of them are trying to change their nature, so to say, to feet of that woman. And we have women that also want to be as a man. My brothers and sisters, the learned people in the Western world, in the past and present, have said a lot about man imitating woman, or we say woman imitating man, or placing the man in the position of man. There was a man called Lionel Tiger. You know this kind of their name. And Robbie Fox. So you don't bother yourself with their names. You know, you cannot have a by hearing this name, you will have known they were not Muslim. Two of them argue that there is something called Baugrama. This Baugrama, they suggest, is a genetically based program which predisposes human to behave in certain ways. There is something called Baugrama. This Baugrama determines how one behaves. That is, either a man or a woman. Baugrama determines how you behave. It is a genetical program, so to say. So it determines how you behave, whether like a man or like a woman. That thing is there. So you don't change what is naturally built in a way to another thing, or else it causes problems. And that is why the world continues to be in one problem or the other. But we are making efforts to change the natural thing to unnatural one, so to say. Medically, doctors have also proved that women differ from men. Women differ from men biologically. Among other things, because they possess different hormones. Our hormones are different. And basically, we have to behave and be subjected to different things. It is medically claimed that female hormones, estrogen, and the male hormone, androgen, play a key role in the development of a person's temperament. Estrogen and androgen play a key role in the temperament of individuals. And are responsible for the natural instinct of the male or of the female and male respectively. So it is natural that women, they have what fits them, and the men have what fits them. By the time they are making an effort to put what fits A for B, or to make A to be treated in both status of A and B, you are causing problems. As it is known that it will be very difficult to have a what is called bipolar identity. You want to be identified with two different entire things. Naturally, it is difficult. Naturally, it is impossible. Or else you want to cause problems. But when you do not fear to cause problems, you can go ahead. I don't know where I'm communicating. Because then you say, no, it is, you don't say it is not possible. It is realized now that it is not possible. But what you, if you want to make it possible to be possible, you could do, but you cause problems. But if you want to close your eyes on the problem, you continue. Our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has provided us details about women. Women, they have their own nature. And the best way to discover it, we are sorry, you may not like it, but it is not to assault you, but to tell you who you are, so that you limit what you can do. Because the common thing is, what a man can do, a woman can do even better. Only I've never found a woman digging well. I need a woman. Not using machines. You have to give, even when she reaches some rock and stone, you give her chisel to peel them out. The message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, be kind to women. Be what? Be kind to women. The human beings, men are to be kind to women. For verily, they have been created from a reed. The most crooked reed is the uppermost one. If you seek to entirely straighten it, you will break it. That crooked is found with women. That crooked is found with feelings. They will never, in quote and unquote, be straightened. If you want to entirely straighten it, you have to break it. But what is this claim? This claimable fact, which is naturally apparent. And if you leave it, it will remain crooked. If you leave it that you don't want to make a bad treatment, you maintain that crooked there. So for the fact that it is realized that you have to manage it, you have to be kind with it. So only what is expected of men to do with women is to be kind with them. Whether you have them as your mother, as your sister, your wife, your daughter, you just have to be kind with them. But if you want to make a man out of a woman, you are causing problems. And so many people have caused problems for them under the pretense of certain things. My brothers and sisters, as it is not allowed, or as it is difficult, like I said, that you display or you show bipolar identity, as it is clear for the women, it is also applied for the brothers or the same men. And this has happened during the life of Prophet, during the life of Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, because there are numbers of things that we see our sisters, our ladies, our females doing that does not fit their creation, does not fit their nature. After somebody had, after how would I put it? So, you know, Umar was there after that, and who, before he died, he knows that we could not say he died naturally. That death of Umar was responsible for an incident. It was on his prayer that somebody came and he stamped him. Umar did not die after days, if not even weeks. But all the time we find him with blood. On this condition, a man came to visit Umar. When he came, his trophy was beyond his ankle, flowing as the gown of our sister supposed to be flowing. And Umar inquired from this man, "Atahib, are you menstruating? Atahib, are you menstruating?" Umar was on a sick bed. He was dying. But he could not manage to express this because he knew the understand or the position of Islam concerning things like this. He said, "Atahib, are you menstruating?" The man replied, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, laftu bi mar'a. I'm not a woman. It is woman that menstruates." Umar replied that he asked that question because he could realize that it was women that the Messenger of Allah gave permission to, that they are wearing, they are going to be flowing like this. Right? But that is to say that your appearance, your nature is like that of women. So what I'm saying in essence is that there are numbers of times that we take what belongs to the women, we take it unto ourselves. As they take to themselves what belongs to the brothers, things are totally turned upside down. Expectation of Islam to our women is that their wares flowing, long and flowing, and our we brothers, we should have a jumper trousers. But we are living on the opposite. The ladies are wearing jumpers. The brothers are wearing flowing ones. So our ladies are turned men, our men are turned women. But they talk like men, they claim to be men, that is their reward. They are claiming two opposite things as it applies to the women. My brothers and sisters, There was a man called Woolstone. Woolstone and Kraft and Margaret Fuller. The two men say that women, they have their own specific nature and they should not imitate men. These names are not names of Ibnotamia, are not names of Ibn Baz, are not names of Ibn Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah jami'ah. You should have known yourself that these are the Western people. They admit the correct thing. I said Woolstone, Woolstone Kraft, and Margaret Fuller. They too maintain that women, or we say women, have their own specific nature and they should not imitate men. But why today that people raise women from their own level to the level of men, they make them to imitate. Full-fledged imitation. Full-fledged imitation of men. They are working in contrary with the nature. They are working in contrary with the nature. And they have no problem. One of the professors of this Federal University, I was an attendant of the workshop, Professor Awuni, if I'm not mistaken. He said, while he was, I'm talking of what he has discussed about 15 years ago. He said he was in London or America. He said he made him realize that the Western world would finish itself. So to put, I may not quote him verbatim, but that is the meaning of what he said. He said, their president were falling all around. Prof, why? Explain. He said it would be because they have changed all natural things. Virtually everything has been changed. And there is no way they will change things from their nature that will not lead to vanish. Sooner or later, you will hear about it. My brother and sister, let's have a Peru of Islamic point of view on imitation of opposite sex. Islam not only frowns at it, but also sees it as a grave thing. Islam sees imitation between opposite sex as a grave thing, a big thing. It was reported from an authentic hadith that the Messenger of Allah to the Prophet said, surely the Messenger of Allah disappeared from his said, Allah shall take him away, or somebody shall be taken away from Allah's mercy. Taken away from Allah's mercy shall be on those women who imitate men, and imitators women among men. لعنة الله على المتشبهات من على المتشبهات من النساء ورجلا من النساء. That Allah's will of Allah, so to say, taking away from the mercy of Allah would depend on a woman or on a man imitating men, on a woman on women imitating men, and on women among men. That is, we have some men, but they are women also. See the word of the prophet. Arrajula min al-nisa. Arrajula min al-nisa. We have men among women. So somebody that is naturally a man, but behaves or dress or talks or acts like women. The Messenger of Allah says, La'anatul alayhim. Al-la'ana bimana al-bu'd al-rahmah. Taken away from Allah's mercy. The Messenger of Allah did not like cursing his ummah. He always prayed for us. Even at his death point. Even whenever he has one problem or the other. Whenever he fears anything from Allah, he prays for us. But this same man, this same prophet, is the one cursing some people among his followers. Meaning that such an act is a great thing. That they will not experience or they will not feel the mercy of Allah. They will be taken away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith has many, it has many ways that it was reported with.
لعن الله المتشبهات من النساء بالرجال والمتشبهين من الرجال بالنساء.
So Islam did not appreciate man imitating woman or appreciating woman imitating man. And there are numbers of ways to express this. If time permits, we'll express, we'll do inshallah. That should be taken together with what Umar acted upon when somebody came in unto him. He said, Atahid Ant. Are you menstruating?
Kala, that's a nisa. I'm not a woman. Kala, Umar, amma alladhi jaza lahunna tasbihu thawb, hunna nisa.
Because only people that the Messenger of Allah agrees or allows to make their way, the flowing, they are women.
My brothers and sisters,
there are numbers of things we still need to understand. Shortly before we will delve into gender equality, because one of the problems that we are facing is people talk about gender equality. But before we delve into that, because by the time you are discussing gender equality, whether you support, you have your supporter. Whether you are gay, you have your own supporter too. But before we delve into it, I want us to know those that brought this idea, whom they are. By the time we're able to know whom they are, we'll be able to appreciate what they are saying better. Let's have a glance of the status of women in different ages. So people have tried to attack Islam as a religion that molests and castigates women. Is it so? Let us have samples of the status of women in different ages. Though it is not possible to recount here in detail all instances from all instances
of women in different ages from history, but a few illustrations are necessary. Let us take care of Greek civilization. Greek civilization is known for its long and one of the earliest civilizations. History will never forget the Greeks. Greek civilization, which has been regarded as the most glorious of all the ancient civilizations in its early stages. Then, women were looked down upon morally as well as socially, and she had no legal rights. Under the civilization of the Greeks, women were treated as, she was looked down upon morally as well as socially, and she had no legal rights. According to the Greek mythology, an imaginary woman called Pandora was the source of all human ill and misfortune. They trace anything or everything that has to do with the ill of human races or human race and misfortune to a woman who is called Pandora. As in similar to the Jews also trace the evil and misfortunes of human beings to him. They believe that our problem emanates from women, so they must be treated unjustly. These are the people you believe they fall in love and respect for women. They believe that the misfortune of human race was traced to who? To women. So the virtue of that, women must suffer for what they have caused. The Jewish mythology, they believe it was traced to Eve. Just as the connected story about Eve has deeply influenced the Jewish and Christian conception of the woman and adversely affected their law, social customs, moral, as well as their general attitude towards life. So it was the impact of Pandora fiction upon the Greek, mind, upon the Greek mind, that is, despite their civilization, they claimed that women should not be given a necessary regard because the misfortune of human beings turns to woman, and all women must suffer for what is called. My brothers and sisters, you know that the Greeks regarded women as a subhuman creature. Woman to them is being regarded as subhuman creature, whose life in society was in every way inferior to that of man, for whom alone was reserved honor. Their belief then was that honor is reserved only for the men, and women were recreated for what? As subhuman creature. And all honor and place of pride is reserved to man. This could be gotten from the ritual of Abul Ala and Maududi, named Status of Women, written in 1975. The notion and the attitude, with minor modification, towards women by the Greeks remains the same, with minor modifications involved during the early stages of the Greek cultural development,
gradually, under the pretense of civilization and knowledge, the Greeks became overwhelmed by egotism and sexual perversion. With this change in the outlook, the corrupt female element gained such prominence that has no parallel in history. They started with the view that women are nothing but sub-creatures. Gradually, it was promoted. It promoted to the level of being overwhelmed by egotism and sexual perversion. So the fact that the corrupt feeling and then gain such prominence that has no parallel in history with the Greeks. The house of the prostitute became the focus of attention of all classes of the Greek society. That was the best they could give to women. That was the best they could give to women. It is like from fried pan to the fire. And these are the people you believe they have something better for you. Throughout the Western world, the situation was little better. Throughout the Western world, the situation was little better. Women were not even regarded as human beings. Women had no identity of their own and could not make a will or draw up a contract. They were completely dependent upon their husbands or other men in their household. Throughout the Western world, the situation was little better. Women were not even regarded as what? Human beings. Well, are you aware of it? That there were certain people on earth, not so much far, that were still debating that these women, whom are they? Are they human beings like men? Calling for comfort upon that. Which Islam never did. Islam has it from its beginning that women are people of honor. We shall come to that. But we don't want to take what Islam gives. You are being contented with what the enemy of Allah and enemy of humanity are giving out. The oppression continued for centuries. One of the renowned scholars, Khan, says, in England, over 9 million women were burned alive in the 15th century. Over what? Over 9 million were burned alive. Under the statement that who are these? They are nothing. They are not human beings. As the Westerners did for our fathers, in those days, they believed that the Africans are not human beings. They put our forefathers on the farm and they padlock their mouth, working like machines. The same thought they had with women. For that reason, in England, over 9 million women were burned alive. And these are the people you appreciate. Living the respect and honor given to you by Islam. Only in 1850, and that thing occurred in 16th century. We are in the 20th century, 16th century, just about four centuries ago.
before the advent of Islam.
Only in 1850 was she considered a citizen. In England, it was in 1850 that women were considered citizens of England. In 1882, women were able to own property. Before then, women and our property are to be owned by somebody. They could not be of themselves, neither in talk of holding property, until 1882. In France, they were still debating in 1586 whether women were human beings, and concluded that they were. It was to the fact that they called for conference, debating. Women, what can you say about them? Are they human beings? Some will say they are. Why? What do you mean? Defend what you are saying. Women that give birth to everybody. At least they should realize that they have mother. And their mother will never be a man. But they were still debating. Can you see the irony? And compared that they were, but created to serve men only. Women are human beings, but only created to serve men. That was the conclusion in the conference held in 1586. In 1938, was the law amended to allow women, that is in France. It was in 1938,
just a century ago.
Less than a century, in 1938, was the law amended to allow women to deal with property and operate a bank account. So they then agreed that they can have property. But before then, they did not allow them, that they cannot have any their own property. So they live lives of slaves. You can have that in the book named Feminism and Muslim Women, written by Fat Dianazi in London, Powerhouse Publications Limited, 1996. Furthermore, it is well known that women were ill-treated in the Middle Ages in the West, and there was an old English proverb which still quoted. Furthermore, it is well known that women were ill-treated in the Middle Ages in the West, and that there was an old English proverb, which still quoted. A woman has AWS. A woman has and one not three. The more you be, the better be. A woman has and one not three, the more you be, the better be. That is to tell us how women are being dealt with. They were seriously being maltreated. So beating women was nothing to them. These are things Islam came to change. These are things Islam came to replace for better life. But under the disguise of modern slavery, all these facts are still there. Only they modernize it. Africans are still at the hands, so to say, of the Westerners. Women are still under such treaty or such treatment, but it is being modernized. Women of weak nature
have been subjected to harsh and bundles and loads of work under the pretense of gender equality. I can remember during our young days, we, our own father were unfair. We believe that those Allah for ways, their wives do not work. That is one. And we believe that their children know better than we do. Why? The father will have gone for work, the mother is at home. When the children return home, they meet their mother to have prepared their food before they come, eating their food, and teaching them to do their assignments. Why those that are not allowed for it? The father will have gone for one work or the other. The mother will have gone on ajaba, what have you. We will return home, having no food to eat because the father is not around. The father is not around, the mother is always to be fine. The assignment is to be done by yourself, or you leave it to when you go back to school and copy from those Allah for children. But your thing has changed under the pretense of gender equality. Even today, we have been with you that even people that come from where, from unlettered families, are even discharging, displaying, how will I put it, displaying brilliance, even than those that come from where it is expected to be brilliant, so to say. Why? The answer is there with you, my brother and sister. What we have for to come after that to this room. Even if you look within yourself, you get what Allah is saying. If you look within, after that to be seen, don't you see? We can, all of us could see.
What is happening? That proverb, a woman has, and one not three, the more you be, the better be, can be found in Oxford Dictionary, an English saying. In Oxford Dictionary. You can also find it in a book written by Professor Mahmoud Hamdi, the book 2002, Cairo. My brother and sister, in addition with all that we are saying, female infanticide was practiced in some places in the world. Do you realize that? But people do not, they don't want women again. In fact, virtually all that is known for civilization are changing their faith. I heard of a country less than a month or in a month ago where their government is announcing that anybody that wants to have more than one wife, the government is responsible for it. They are making not only responsible for it, they are enforcing the citizens of that place to marry more than one wife. You have that information. You have it. That's what I said. But marrying two wives, Islam is not being nice to the women, no. But reality is telling us. Reality shows that it is not done like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. He knows us better than we do. He has created this heart and all that is therein for nothing less than 50,000 years before we were being created. He understood this world, this heart, than we human beings on it. Allah will say in the Quran, ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك. That why? Of what deceives you of your Lord? Why don't you take off? Why don't you hold on
to what Allah analyzed or what Allah requests of you. What is it about him? Allah khalaqa, he created you. Not only he created me, even where you are. If Allah created no heart, there will be no UI. Forget about Abdelenta. Everything, when you say everything is nature, what is that nature? It is superpower, Almighty God. In India, they regarded women as an economic body because the parents were expected to provide their daughters with dowry at the time of marriage. Because they do not want to understand Islam. They do not appreciate Islam. It is the parents of the women, of the lady, that will provide dowry for the daughter at the time of marriage. So they could see it as a true loss. Losing their daughter to a man and putting money or profit on it. So they counted it as an economic body. By virtue of that, they practice anything that will not make their wife to give birth to the ladies. Women or the sentiment infatuated. Also in India, women are not even allowed to touch the statues of their gods. And it is also happened that a woman touch an idol, that idol will be destroyed. You know, they believe so much in their gods. So they underrate women to the fact that women should not touch their gods. Touching their god by a woman render that god useless and to be destroyed. What do you think will happen to that woman? Even though this was the situation in Japan, where women were not even regarded as being capable of worshipping or of taking part in only religious activities. In Japan, women could contribute, could participate in every other thing. But when it comes to religious aspects, they must not. Interestingly, but abhorrently, female infanticide continues today with the statistic of abortion. Female fetus greatly exceeding that of male. On the same name. When it is realized that you are giving birth to a baby girl, they either abort it or find something else. In their God country. Forget about what do you call it? Gender equality. Somebody that is not allowed to come to being. So it's a disease. Like I said, there are numbers of experience when it comes to the status of women in different ages. Like I said, we just have to give you some of it. You can lay your hands in so many books to read ahead. But in Islam, what is the position of women? Islam, as a religion, regarding the status of women in the society from its various aspects, you don't look at women or women in an aspect, it's from various aspects. Spiritually, socially, economically, like that, and like that, like that. Spiritually. Scholars have said, spiritually, women and men, they are equal. Women and men, they are equal. Whoever does a good act, be it a man or woman, will be rewarded accordingly. There is no reward. There is no reward. There is no verse of the Quran or statement of Hadith that says that if a man does an act, will be given reward that is more than that of women. So we are equal when it comes into the aspect of spiritual. Spirituality, we are equal. من عمل صالحا فلنفسه من عمل صالحا من whoever does a good act فلنفسه did it for him or herself for his or benefit. So whatever you do, be it a man or woman, we are the same. Even if it's like Islam gives more respect and honor when it comes to the social aspect. In the Quran, Allah will say, when the murdered children will be asked that why were you killed? Scholars said this verse was revealed about people killing their daughters. By the time in the Arabian Jahiliya period, when they give birth to baby girls, they felt embarrassed, they felt rejected. The man that been given the, is it a rumor that the wife has given birth to a baby, will feel ashamed and pass out of the house from the back door. And before you know it, that baby is buried alive. It is not peculiar to the Arab. I've given an example of what happened in England, what happened in India, what happened to Germany, like that. But Islam remains that. Even the messenger of Allah only read that whoever gives birth to two daughters and be kind to them and manage them, give them education in quotes and unquote. When I mean education is not specifically meant westernized or western system of education. Aisha was an educated fellow, but she cannot speak English. She could not. So education does not only mean Western system of education. The education belongs to the Muslim. But it's being westernized, it's been snatched according to history, and turned to the Western system. That whoever is been blessed with two daughters, be kind to them, manage them, give them education. That person, the messenger of Allah said, will be with me in paradise like this. That the closeness of that person and myself in paradise will be like this. Scholars have said a lot of things when the messenger of Allah is talking about, give an example of like this. Sometimes, is it the closeness or the, you know, one is taller than the other. The short space between the tall, that's what the prophet means. Doctor says that. Something, it is not as close as this. But as tall as, you know, one is short, one is long. But that little difference will be between me and whoever managed his daughter. The companion and the inquirer, don't mention you of Allah. If of we do not have two, but we have one, he said whoever that can manage that one will also do with me like that. So the inquirer, if we do not have, can we, how do I put it, can we adopt? He said, yes, you can. So an adopted daughter that can manage as such will give you simply what? What then are you saying? Somebody came to the Messenger of Allah. He said, who should I do good to? The Messenger of Allah said, Ummuk, your mother. He repeated the same question. Who should I do good to? He replied, Ummuk, your mother. The person repeated for the third time. He said, Ummuka, your mother. Sunna, a book, and then your father. So I said, that is to say, after mother had enjoyed the son or the children three times, the father has the right to enjoy him once. That is the reward of a woman that gives her time to taking care of the children. Islam has subjected women to a full of house. How do I put it? A housewife, so to say. Because things to be managed in the home are so much enormous and have connection with even what you recall to as civilization. Without women, our world will not be enjoyed. Will not live an enjoyable life without women. They give birth to children. They give them education, morals. That was why Islam says, and he has not lost a good order, is that sharing with her. The mother is the first school of the children. If the woman is prepared, that a prepared woman will serve as a school for the children. But you know what is happening today? The father goes out, the mother rushes out. I'm married, I know what I'm saying. Because the mother wants to satisfy both the boss at her work and the husband. And it is like bipolar identity. At times, women would like to sacrifice their home for their offices. Is it not happening? That is the product of what we have in our society. That every day we find our children that are bad. Was to the conclusion. A man said, if you get to a place and you want to view the situation of that place at the point of getting there, you should look into two places. Check the position of their willing. If their willing are okay religiously and morally, that environment is a good environment. Second one, check their market. If their market is full of trust, that environment is okay. Don't disturb yourself. Don't be worried. So you use women to affect a society. Let every individual affect our society today. Where men and women are fighting to buy trophies in the market. Where our boys and our girls are struggling to get hearing. Where our boys that are supposed to be engineers, builders, and all good things you can think of are turned to hairdressers. You don't know this. Where a lady will sit and a man that has found woman placing her hair. And and you want to know the future of an environment, look into their leaders and their youth. The youth of today lead tomorrow. If the youth are good, tomorrow will be good. If the youth of today are bad, they are planning for bad tomorrow. This is why all these lectures are very important. My brothers and sisters, why was it that you were brought up Islamically, morally, but today you are making your identity? The problem is too enormous. You have a woman that supposed to give advice, moral advice. Allah Ta'ala refers to our women as seconds. When we go home, I don't know, we receive our pleasure in them. But at times you go home, you meet the absence of your wife, who is being disturbed with what? With what? It could be a gabble. It could be hold up. So the father will be at home before the mother. The father will either manage to eat bread or to start cooking before the wife comes. And you say it is part of it. Part of love, though it's part of it, but when it's becoming permanent, it's becoming something else. I must tell you, we pray that we buy before our wives, because I want to tell you, it is women that can manage their children even when they become old. Men cannot manage children, even when whether your children are young or they are old. Men cannot manage them. It is natural. The work of women are so much, and it is connected with betterment of life as a whole. But it's like they are taking Saturday from them and giving Sunday back to them. That is the life they are living in. My brothers and sisters, the little affairs I want to believe is in connection with your mind. I want you to digest it more than I said it, because you have better understanding than myself presenting the topic. أقول قول هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والسلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام. Thank you very much, sir, for the lecture. Now, basically, Islam can never be described with a bipolar identity. It is said by those who understand Islam that Islam is a religion that objectifies women. But yeah, from the lecture today, I think it's quite obvious that Islam is the only religion that actually praises women, that elevates women to a status, a very high status. I mean, if you were going on the road and you saw a gang of robbers in front, and you had with you maybe a golden necklace or maybe a very expensive phone, I'm sure you won't keep that phone in your hand. You will try to hide the phone. But then, they say Islam tries to objectify the women by making them wear a hijab or wear the mouth to cover themselves. But then, you hide something you cherish so much. You hide something that's worth so much to you to prevent it from being stolen. So why won't you cover a woman who is worth so much to you? You cover her from the eyes of other men. Other men who have bad or the wrong impression of such women. So I wonder how Islam is objectifying women rather than elevating women. You try to, you say, God, what is worth so much to you? So by Mrs. Islam covering women, then women should cover themselves. Basically, Islam is showing how much women are worth to us. They are worth so much to us. We are not to expose them. We are not to advertise them. Our women are not advert materials. Our women are mothers. So basically, one thing we should not do is Islam can never destroy that Bible identity of objectification. And also, we should remember that Islam is against trying to be what you are not. It should not be like the man who goes to undergo surgery to become a woman, or the woman who undergoes surgery to become a man. It shouldn't be the woman who wears what the man is supposed to wear. It shouldn't be the man who wears what the woman is supposed to wear. So I think the lecturer has done a very, very good job with the topic. May Allah continue to bless him. May Allah bless him and guide his children and guide his family and guide his daughters and guide his wife. So, do we have questions for the lecturer? If you have questions, please let me know. We have questions from the sister side. Okay. So, the brothers who are in game number should please come forward. When you listen to the announcement of the PR room. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh.
Hey, you're welcome, Allah, wa barakatuh. Yeah, continue blessing you. And may Allah ease your affairs. Here with me, I'll start with the IBC. The 101 IBC will continue. We connect, inshallah, by 24th to 28th of March with a total amount of 1,600 naira. And the theme is One Woman. With the Quran verse to be discussed, which is Quran chapter 21 verse 92 to 96, and the venue is Ede Ocean State, the Muslim Grammar School, Ede Ocean State. And the program food, that is the campus fee, is your 200 naira. And our annual theme, the August will continue to be my annual fee, with a minimum amount of 1,000 naira. And as well as our dear home church, our dear weekend is still available for those of us that have interest in still buying it. As well as our article magazine. Also, the article, the editor in chief told me to inform the owner that for those of us that are interested in buying the equipment from is available. And we are going to, if you are interested in buying it, you can get it after Juma service on Friday at the care. And as well as after the questions, it's all going on campus to please convert on campus. So, the brother is over now, and give a number to people. Who's number one?
About my counsel, I'd like to ask you. My question is that what will you do for the thoughts in Islam? Compose you on the other side.
No, the second question.